and welcome to the Daily Dits podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Mitchell. It's Tuesday, the 28th of July, and I'm really, really excited for today's episode because it almost feels like a reunion. He's hosted this pod before when I've been gallivanting, and we spent 6 glorious months working together in the south of England. And on the pod today, we have Mr. Ryan Galpin from BFBS Cyprus. Hello.
Lauren, there is a reason I am the stand-in host and not the regular host, because that was professionalism at its best. Beautifully done, as always, and wonderful to be reunited once again.
Do you know what? It's nice to have you on the pod as a guest. How does it feel to be a guest on the pod?
I don't know. I feel like I haven't said enough already, because we just... I need to start talking more.
Well, I can give you the floor if you'd like, my love, because I want you to tell me what you've been up to recently.
I mean, apart from trying to stay cool in the soaring temperatures of Cyprus and trying my best to not go to the beach as much as I probably should, I've been gallivanting around Cyprus. Of course, you've been yourself, Lauren. You'll know that there are multiple sites in Cyprus. So we've got where our studios are in Akrotiri, Episcopi, make up the Wesba. And then we've got the Esba, Ayas Nikolaos, which is about an hour and a half away, and Decalia, where I went to recently for quite a special end-of-term event.
Simon Hobson, chair of the QBS PTFA.
And what have we just witnessed this morning?
A lot of paint being thrown, a lot of kids getting paint covered all over them, and generally a great event for all year groups.
What was the idea behind the Decalia colour run at Queen Berengaria School?
Well, it was done for the first time last year, so we thought we'll make this an annual event close to the end of term, something for the kids definitely look forward to, and to raise some funds for the PTFA, which is always welcome. And eventually, as the year goes on, the money goes back into the school, so it's sort of self-fulfilling, but it gets, as you can see yourself, covered in paint and during a good time.
Anyone else covered in paint yet?
And it wasn't just running, there are a few obstacles that you put in there as well.
Oh, my hands got stuck! Oh, no! No! This is the worst part!
they were, so when we got involved, elements of the organising committee thought it'd be a good idea to get them static, do some exercises, and then when they're static, it gives parents and spectators and staff plenty of time to absolutely cake them in paint.
And you dressed up for the occasion as well.
It's becoming a bit of a theme, dressing up. There was an appearance by the Grinch at the Christmas fair, so the colour run cowboy made an appearance this year, and I'm working on next year having a possible team of cow people.
Ooh.
So watch this space.
Let's go! Oh, no! I didn't realise you had paint!
No. Speaking of people that enjoyed throwing paint at people, do you mind introducing yourself?
Yes, I'm Julie Hemsley, head teacher of Queen Berengaria School.
And you are also covered in paint as well. I mean, the key question from my point, how long does this take to get out?
We should lose all size of it by August.
Little way to go. Might worry about my holidays. There was such a great atmosphere. The kids were absolutely loving it. Parents coming out as well. What does this mean to be able to do this event and celebrate the end of the term?
Just everything, really. I mean, the children, staff, you know, they work so hard throughout the year. It's just really nice at the end of the year just to have a bit of fun and just hear laughter. We've got a brilliant parent body as well, and they come out and they support the event. It's just a pleasure. It's the best day in my school calendar.
It does sound like the best day in the school calendar, Ryan. And I'm kind of sitting here grumpy because my school never did anything like this. I don't know about you.
I don't remember my school doing it either, but it is a fairly new. As Simon said, they tried it out last year and he said that they got 4 times the amount of powder paint this time because they had to go a little sparingly. And the parents, as you'd probably imagine, the opportunity to fling coloured paint at your kids, you don't want to go sparingly when you have the opportunity to do that. So it was great to see such an amazing atmosphere where loads of parents coming out cheering their kids as they ran around the top of Decalia Barracks. And I managed to chat to our morning show presenter, Hal Stewart, who managed to convince me to actually have a go as well.
Oh, so did you get covered in colour?
I did, which I wasn't planning to do. I got very colourful on most of my BFBS clothing, so I don't tell Ant that I may have got some colour in the car as well.
It's a nightmare to get out of clothes, that powder colour as well, isn't it? It is a nightmare. I remember I went to a colours day in Brunei and it was fantastic. And then at the end of the event, they decided that the fire engines like came up and like set the hose on everybody. But if anything, that then just made the colour like stain way more into the clothing. So I almost came away with like a BFBS tie-dyed t-shirt, but it looked really rubbish. It looked like a botched tie-dye attempt.
I was told mine looked quite good. So I was thinking like an exclusive line of merch. Maybe I should have brought a load more like white BFBS t-shirts and just got everyone to like chuck a bit of colour on it. And then maybe have a like a colour week special of BFBS merch. I thought that would have been fabulous. But yeah, it was, a great atmosphere, great time. As Simon said, they were raising funds for the Parent Teacher Friends Association. They made around 2,500 euros, which of course will go back into the school to help support other events that they're doing as well. So it was just a really nice way to end the term. Obviously, kids having gone through so much as military children, like you go through all the stuff of moving around so much, making new friends and actually having a great celebration and making some memories together, I think was just such a great thing to do. And I tip my cap to Simon and the team who managed to organise it all.
That sounds incredible. And over 2,000 euros is just fantastic. And what a wonderful day. I bet those kids were beaming. And I always think about this when it comes to military communities. It's days like that that those kids will remember. They'll cherish that. And they'll be like, oh, can you remember? Like the last day of school and like, oh, we just got covered in colour. And that's something that they'll take on with them in the future.
For sure. I'll remember that day very fondly. Getting to go to Decalia and an opportunity to kind of share what's going on around the forces world in Cyprus specifically. It was one of those days where I can kind of be like, is this my job? Covering a colour run, going round, having a laugh with a load of kids and parents and teachers. This is brilliant stuff. And it's just, yeah, the memories created. It's just a fabulous way to celebrate all that's going on kind of in and around Cyprus and the positive memories, as you said, Lauren, that will stick with those kids as they stay in Cyprus, potentially move on to other places as well. It's making that positivity as they springboard into the summer and onto potential summer holidays far and wide.
Now, Ryan, my love, my darling dearest, I don't think that I would be offending you when I say that you are a big kid at heart. And what is fantastic about you is that you get to an event and you sit there and go, I want to do this. And you want to take part. The pancake flipping competition run thing rings a bell for me that you took part in. What is it with you going to forces events and just taking part in them?
I mean, I'm of the belief that it's much better to speak of the experience when you yourself are experiencing it yourself. So as you mentioned, thank you for mentioning the fact that I was the 2024 Salisbury International Pancake Race champion. International, may I add. And yes, I was the fastest of them all. And I did win a golden frying pan, which I did have to paint gold myself. But that's by the by, because I'm always keen to kind of get involved and jump in because, as you say, it's a load of fun. It's great. Kind of paint everywhere, pancakes everywhere, and you get to speak from experience as well. So, yes, I'm not the stand at the sidelines kind of reporter. I'm the get involved, get going. That's all fun for me. I mean, you're the same, Lauren. Like, you've been involved in loads of stuff, ain't ya?
Yeah. I often wonder whether when we rock up to these events and we then just, you know, because they're so fun and then we just end up taking part in it, whether the people that invited us sit there and think, gosh, they're very unprofessional. I don't think that they do because, I mean, they wouldn't invite us anyway. And the amount of times that I have been at an event and I've had people go on, get involved, go on, you can have this, you can do that. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then now I just do, just get involved.
Yeah.
I don't wait to be told, I just do it myself.
Some of the best audio and kind of visuals I've done is kind of my point of view, just getting in and going around and doing it myself, because it allows people to get then experience what it's like so much more, rather than kind of like a news report kind of showcasing from kind of looking from the backgrounds and actually getting involved. I think allows you to feel the experience and kind of understand what it was like a little bit more. So hopefully with all the sights and sounds that kind of came through in a little piece about the Decalio Colour Run, people got a picture of what it was like, and they can also see a little bit of a clip, fun little video that I put together on our BFBS Cyprus Facebook page if they're interested. Check that out.
Oh, well, Ryan, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on the pod. I asked you this at the beginning and I'm going to ask you again now, what's it been like being a guest on the pod, being on the other side of the microphone, I guess?
I felt like I've kind of been able to put my feet up on this, let you take the lead, answer the questions as they come. I can get used to this.
All right, my love. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And please let us know if you managed to get the colour out of the car without Bossman Ant finding out.
I had to get the Hoover quite quickly.
Well, what else is going on across BFBS? Well, we have a brand new music special that you can sink your ears into, I guess, rather than teeth. The Sunny Federa music special. You can join Joe Carden as he talks to Sunny Federa about the world of dance music and his sixth album, Can We Do It All Again? You can catch the brand new Sunny Federa music special at bfbs.com/musicspecials or check it out on the BFBS radio app. Well, thank you so much for joining me for today's episode of Daily Dits. I've been your host, Lauren Mitchell, and I'll see you tomorrow.